Proclamation number 3242 of 3rd of September, 1944. God's mercy and grace. God's grace and mercy is granted to all who are in distress of soul. For His love embraces all His living creations, and His love seeks to lift up the fallen. He seeks to comfort the suffering, to help the erring to the truth and to strengthen the weak, so that the soul will recognize that there is now who is full of love and to whom it should now turn in love. And therefore His grace and mercy comes to the aid of all people who only want to be helped. For no human being is too far removed from God not to be loved by Him, and no person who wants to accept His grace needs to do without it. For God's love and patience knows no bounds. But if the person's resistance to God is so great that his will of rejection is strong, then God will withdraw His love and patience, then He will not prevent the being from acting according to His will, which will lead him towards the abyss. The whole of humanity has reached the stage that it closes itself to God's grace and mercy. Then this means a slow cooling down of God's love, i.e., His creature's insensitivity to His emanation of love, and since love sustains everything, a perishing of creation. Yet God's mercy and grace remains eternal, and it also helps the one who has completely fallen away from Him to ascend again, only in a way which is not recognized as grace and mercy. For even the most agonizing state, the state of banishment in the solid form or the state of greatest torment in the beyond, is a means of helping the fallen one to rise again. If God's mercy, the eternal love, were to withdraw completely from the fallen being, that the material creation would also cease to be, for God would no longer need it as a form for the spiritual, which is to develop upwards. The spiritual would remain in eternal darkness in the spiritual kingdom. But God's love is eternal and unchanging. It does not rest until that which once came forth from it is completely united with it again in order to prepare the bliss of its nearness for it. And this love always finds new ways and means to win over that which resists it. But in its state of resistance it must eternally lack divine love which, although it flows towards it, it cannot feel and which therefore also remains ineffective in it. But as long as the human being stays on earth he can constantly receive His love if he only wants to. God's mercy and grace comes close to even the most distant human being in such a form that he can change, that he can give up his resistance against God and come close to Him again. And His mercy and grace will become more evident in the time to come. It will one day throb on all hearts and bring news of God's infinite love, admonishing them to give up their resistance against Him and warning them against remaining in rejection, for the end is no longer far away when God's love will seemingly withdraw from everything that lives on earth. Yet the spiritual darkness is so great that God's love is no longer recognized, and every day thickens this darkness, although a bright light shines. The divine truth which descends to earth as a ray of light and could bring recognition to people if they would expose themselves to the effect of these rays of light. But they flee the light, and therefore the end has come for people who are of dark spirit, so that they can start the renewed earthly path in order to one day reach ascent after all. Amen.